VOA News. Cambodians voted Sunday in the country's sixth election since the fall of the Khmer Rouge. Voters are deciding who will sit in 125 seats in the National Assembly. The election was marred by serious irregularities right up until its final moments. There is now little doubt that the Cambodian People's Party will win the ballot in a landslide, because late last year, the opposition Cambodian National Rescue Party was disbanded by the Supreme Court. The United Nations has criticized that action, and the U.S. and European Union have both withdrawn funding for the election. A 6.4 magnitude earthquake struck the popular tourist island of Lombok in Indonesia on Sunday. At least 14 people are dead. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
It happened so suddenly at around 6 in the morning. Suddenly everything simply collapsed. My child was inside the house. Thankfully, he survived.
An emergency tent has been set up to treat the injured as the local hospital was damaged and electricity was cut off around the slopes of Mount Rinjani, a busy trekking destination. The 6.4 magnitude quake could also be felt strongly on the west side of Bali. Earthquakes are common in Indonesia because it's located on the seismically active Ring of Fire.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. On Twitter Sunday, President Trump threatened to shut down the government if Congress doesn't fund construction of a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. Trump thinks a wall will stop illegal immigration. During the campaign, he said Mexico would pay for it. Trump wrote that the opposition Democrats need to give him, quote, the votes for border security, which includes the wall and other tougher national immigration policy changes. This is VOA News. Zimbabwe holds its first general election without its founding leader Robert Mugabe on the ballot Monday. Correspondent Sebastian Mofu reports for VOA from Harare on the role the ousted president appears to want to play in the election.
Until his sudden address to reporters this Sunday, Mugabe had been largely quiet, except in March when he said his successor, Emmerson Mnangagwa, had taken power through a coup. On Sunday, he said he would not vote for Mnangagwa and ZANU-PF, a party he formed in the 1960s.
While during the election campaign, President Mnangagwa has avoided mentioning Mugabe, his ZANU-PF party has said the main opposition leader, Nelson Chamisa, of the Movement for Democratic Change Alliance, is the one closest to the former president. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News, Harare.
A Palestinian teenager who was videotaped last year slapping two Israeli soldiers has been released from prison with her mother. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
17-year-old Palestinian Ahed Tamimi got a hero's welcome in the West Bank after she was released from an Israeli prison. Tamimi served 8 months for slapping and kicking an Israeli soldier. A video of the assault went viral on social media and turned her into a protest icon. Addressing the crowd of supporters waving Palestinian flags, Tamimi was defiant. She vowed that the resistance will continue until the Israeli occupation is removed. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan says he will not meet America's demand that he release Pastor Andrew Brunson, who is on trial on terrorism charges. Erdogan is on a tour of African countries. On Wednesday, President Trump threatened severe sanctions if Brunson was not released. More than 6,000 people protested in central Moscow on Sunday against a proposed increase to the retirement age. Many of the protesters chanted slogans critical of President Vladimir Putin, whose approval ratings have been hurt by the bill. The retirement age proposal has prompted a series of protests across Russia since it was announced on June 14th. About 90% of the population appears to oppose the bill, according to a recent opinion poll, and a petition against it has attracted 3 million signatures online. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.